Good afternoon, I'm Jason Parrott and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Don Trainman, who is the chairman of the group Friends of the Burlington Depot. Don was appointed to that position just a couple of weeks ago. He says looking back, the city formed a similar group when it first purchased the depot.
And at that time, then, they were to work with the city, come up with ideas and help of trying to get the building going. In the meantime, now that has dropped out of existence. Then along a little over a year ago, some of the fellows got together and painted the locomotive. And at that point, the new group was started. It's an all-volunteer group. Not too many, I'm going to use the term bigwigs, involved. Mostly people that were interested in the depot originally and have maintained that interest. So in the fall a year ago, the group was started. The thinking at that point by some of the older members was that they were still under the city umbrella. But as we went through the winter and started out, they found they weren't. So along in February this last year, a decision was made to identify what the group wanted to do and set it up, proposed to the city that the Friends of the Depot would be an advocate for the redevelopment of the depot and the catalyst to get it done. I wanted no part in the development itself. So that's what we've done at this point, Jason.
Can you describe the depot? It's along Main Street, I believe. Can you just describe what the building is like, the condition it's in right now?
The building is one that was built in 43, all concrete construction. It was out in the mid-time of war, so they didn't have a lot of other things to do. But all concrete construction with the base, the floor, the ceilings, the roof, all concrete, filled in between with brick and that type of thing for the walls, but hardly any wood in it anyplace. It's 250 feet long, most of it's about 50 foot wide, two stories. As far as I can tell and know, it sets on bedrock. Since that length of time, 43 till now, there's no cracks in the side. So something's pretty solid. The building is solid, but it is deteriorated inside by neglect. Nothing's been in it since early 90s, other than Amtrak. It is used, yes, by Amtrak, and as far as we know, it'll continue to be used by Amtrak. And that's one of the main concerns of Friends of the Depot, was to keep Amtrak in there and try to upgrade their facilities.
Why did you get involved? Why are you, I mean, you're now the chairing the group. What is it about the depot that got you involved in it?
Well, I've been involved with, started out a few years ago with tourism and looked at that as a necessity part to get people coming from Chicago and from the West, stopping off here. Been involved some with the business committee of Downtown Partners, and we've talked about the depot all that period of time. Long about last spring, I told one of them we're going to get that building open. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint of getting the building back in use. Some of the others are concerned about the history, museum, that sort of thing. So it's a multitude of concerns that all tie together. One of the big things I found doing the tourism bit, and everybody agrees, is there's a lot of horses out here running different directions with good ideas, but there was no group to pull them together. We still haven't, but there's about six groups that are really interested in getting that depot going again.
When you say getting it back into use, what do you personally, what would you like to see going on with the depot?
The depot in Burlington has one, what we call the Great Hall. It was original waiting room when there was a lot of passenger trains going through. Then there's a lobby, and then there's two levels that were the offices of Burlington Route at the time they were busy here. There's also what was Greer's Restaurant. Some of the older folks might remember that. That was one of the first all-night diners that was opened before all the fast foods came along. If we had our druthers, we would see the Greer's reopen, see them having catering privileges to the great room, have the great room as a civic center and waiting room, have an area then for Amtrak. The city of Burlington uses part of the building now for their city bus transfer. And then it'd be nice to have a museum in the rest of it, but Des Moines County already has a museum group, and they don't want part of another one. Friends of the Depot are not, I shouldn't say not qualified, but they're not organized to carry on a museum, so that might or might not happen. The second floor would make a tremendous office area. Beautiful view, lots of room. It's about 8,000 square feet up there. If we had our druthers, we'd have all of those occupied and going. And we don't know whether it'd be city property or private development. That remains to be seen.
What are some of the next steps? What are some of the things that people can expect to see when it comes to the work of the Friends of the Depot?
As we got into this thing last spring, we picked up on the comments that had always been made for a number of years, that unless the flood damage was under control, that nobody was going to go into it. See, in 2008, there was 15 inches of water in the building. You can't blame anybody for not wanting to run that risk. So the first step we took was to try to get a flood control structure designed. Not built, but designed. And we leaned upon a new group in town, Cooper, Bruner, and Zuck, mm-hmm. and asked them if they were interested in giving us a design for free for the advertising. And they consented to do it. They've come up with that design with a reasonable cost that they feel would do a reasonable job of protecting. There's no way that you can outguess Mother Nature and the Mississippi River. The city as owner has to approve, and the city as owner probably would be responsible for handling a flood episode. So the city is very concerned of how much time it would take, how much equipment, that sort of thing. So our engineer and them have their heads together to try to come up with a program or a plan that would satisfy both needs. That's our first step.
So it's kind of that idea of you've got the design for it. Now you're maybe working with the city to see the cost, the logistics, stuff like that, to see how to proceed, because that was going to be one of my questions, is how do you deal with the flooding in that area?
The way it was designed, at least, and it may have changed now that they're working together, the original was to use levees or berms, whatever term you want to use, on the one side of the building, on that be the north side, with an opening for passageway to between two parking lots that are there, then going on the east side of the building and actually constructing a concrete wall with an opening for getting in and out to the railroad, and then a little more concrete, and then there's another levee down that way that could be built up. Then the south end would have to be determined on whether one can go across there using railroad property or have to use strictly city property, and that would change. But in time of a flood, those areas would be filled in with sandbags or possibly HESCO barriers. That's in progress.
Has the city given any indication, or do you guys have a hope as to, boy, it'd be great if we knew what you wanted to do by X date, 6 months, a year? Is there any type of date when it comes to the flood control?
We know that it won't be done this fall anymore. The time the plan is completed to a work site, working drawings, they have to be next spring. Money would have to be raised for that. At this point, as many of you have heard, Burlington says they're broke. So our instructions from the city, do anything you want to as long as it doesn't cost us money. So that's where we're at there. The second step, although we got these grandiose ideas of what you could do with the building, is to get the big room open, mm-hmm. get it back to the original waiting area size. We again have people that most of you know in that Metzger Johnson is working on trying to determine whether the building is sound enough. We know it's sound, but whether the roof is is tight enough that that isn't an immediate expense. What it would cost to replace the heating system, which was disconnected when they bought the building, has been idle since then. The electrical, since isn't up to code because of some of it underground, some of it where water could get to, that, and then the cost of actually opening the big area.
Do you see your group getting involved in the fundraising aspect? You've obviously been kind of getting the ball going on this. Do you see you guys getting involved in actual raising of money to help fill in for what the city maybe can't do?
This is to be determined. I have a sneaking suspicion that Friends of the Depot, when we're about 4 months away from 501c3, as they call it, so that we can actually tell people that you can take your money off income tax. We're a ways from that yet. But at the same time, these plans are not going to be available for them. So whether we will be a conduit for handling money or whether some of the group will, I don't know at this point.
What's been the response from the railroad? Have you heard from Amtrak or even BNSF, any of the other rail that go by or utilize, as you mentioned, Amtrak using the facility? What's been the response from the railroads?
Well, the railway is basically out of it. They provide the track for Amtrak, but that's as far as they go. We know that last summer they came in and raised their track about 15 inches, put all new ties between the bridge and the other far end of the city. So they have committed to being here in Burlington. As far as we know, Amtrak is an ongoing project and will be here. The main thing that Amtrak wants and what we're looking at and probably will help is to provide greeters at the location. That we can do with Amtrak without needing to coordinate with any other bodies. We have Carlene Bauer Nolan, who is heading up that along with Sharon Fangman, to get information from Kirkwood, Missouri, who has a project where they provide all of the greeters and they handle the what you could call the great room. We're told that their whole depot could sit inside of our great room. But anyway, they're responsible for keeping that in operation. So we're looking at that point.
So it would seem that the biggest thing, if I said, what do you guys need? What are you guys looking for? You're probably, I would assume, volunteers and then in the future donations. But right now it sounds like volunteers.
Yeah. Right now we need to get the greeter program underway. Amtrak looks at this Burlington location as one of the dominant depots between Chicago and Denver. So they have put their head government official and their area manager has put several hours in Burlington talking with us on trying to get this off. So they have a very vital interest in Burlington.
Well, Don, as I look at my clock, I believe we are out of time. Thanks for joining us and talking about the Friends of the Depot this afternoon.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Jason. Appreciate you coming up.
That was Don Trayman. He is the chairman of the Friends of the Burlington Depot. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.